Welcome, Tale Tellers. Today's story is every child's worst nightmare, almost being kidnapped. Here is some nightmare-inducing figures. According to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, citing the US Department of Justice reports, nearly 800,000 children are reported missing each year. That's more than 2,000 a day. The NCMEC says 203,000 children are kidnapped each year by family members. Of those, there are 115 child stranger abduction cases each year, which means the child was taken by an unknown person. So, still with me? Well, I knew my telltellers had minds of steel. So yes, today's telltale had their wits about them. Otherwise, who knows where they'd be right now. This 12-year-old, though, is as sharp as they get, and I believe it saved their life. Before we begin, a big thank you to today's telltale, Beauty Paste. And remember, if you enjoy this episode, take 2 seconds to click that like button and write a comment down below on what you thought about the episode and any insight you can bring to the topic. So, turn the lights off, the sound up, and get ready for something different. Today's Tale Teller's title is The Tramp Almost Kidnapped Me. I grew up in Wolverhampton, in the West Midlands, UK. I was 12 years old, and let's just say I didn't have the easiest of upbringings. I was smoking, drinking, and staying out late around this time of my life. So, I was skipping school, my mum was at work, and it was late morning time, around 11 a.m. I wanted to buy some cigarettes, but as I was under the legal age being 16 at this time, I had to hang around outside the shop and ask strangers if they would take my money and purchase them for me. About a mile and a half from my house, there was a little shop called The Spa. It was on a fairly busy road. A row of hedges lined one side with a gap that led into the field beyond and houses on the opposite side. So I was standing maybe 10 paces from the shop, waiting for people to walk past so I could ask them to purchase my cigarettes. I usually second-guessed if they would be willing by how they looked. I asked a lady maybe mid-40s, shoulder-length blonde hair, black business trousers, pink elbow-length jumper, looked like she smoked. She said, no. I asked a guy, maybe mid-50s, shaved brown hair. He was wearing blue jeans and a white shirt. He ignored me. So, I was getting desperate by this point, and decided upon asking anybody that came by. Then I see a rather disheveled-looking man coming up the road towards me past the row of hedges. He was wearing dirty dark brown suit trousers, and a buttoned-up dark brown, but not the same shade of brown, dirty velvet jacket. He had a black bowler kind of hat on, and he kind of limped a little as he walked. As he got closer to me, I was trying to suss out if he looked like the type that would possibly purchase a 12-year-old's cigarettes. I noticed he was probably homeless, and possibly in his late 50s to 60s, but I thought, he probably smokes. I'll ask him. As he approached me, I gave him the usual line. Excuse me, mate. Would you please go into that shop and get some fags for me? He stopped and thought for a second, then said, how old are you? I lied. I'm 15, almost 16. Then he said, all right, which ones do you want? And held out a really dirty hand. I gave him my money and asked him to get me 10 sovereign. I had the exact change. He goes into the shop, and I'm waiting outside excited. I finally get my cigarettes and can go home and chill out before I have to leave the house again to make it look like I've just come home from school. He comes out and gives me 20 sovereign. I am miffed, to say the least, and say, but I only gave you enough money for 10. And I start panicking because I don't have any extra money on me to give him. At this point, he hooks my arm in his, very tightly holding my arm very firmly to his side, and starts to walk me back towards the hedge-lined road. All the while, he's telling me how I can make up for not having the extra money for the cigarettes. I'm kind of stunned at this point, and my mind is blank. I guess I was in some kind of shock? He leads me through the gap in the hedges, and into the field all the while talking non-stop, still briskly walking with my arms locked in his. He's telling me how I can come to his house and help him fix the roof tiles. I'm still in silent shock at this point. Then I see the field. This field is huge, and I can see it leads into more fields and more fields. I can hear the cars behind me getting more distant. I can't see any houses for miles. There's just fields. He's still talking, but I'm not taking in what he's saying. My mind starts to race. I finally realize that something about this isn't quite right, and I have to get away. As he is still walking, still holding my arm, I suddenly and violently pull back. With my arm straight, I slide my arm out very quickly, and he goes flying forwards and lands in a heap on the floor. I take one big step backwards. I'm terrified at this point, but still in shock. I can't speak. He's laying on the ground groaning, holding his leg, like he is in a lot of pain.
Why'd you do that for? Ugh. You've really hurt me. Help me up. Help me up.
He's holding his leg and holding his hand out for me to help him up. I'm frozen, my mind is racing so fast. I'm looking at this disheveled man right in the eye laying on the ground, groaning like he's in pain.
You've really hurt me. Help me up. Help me up.
But something about this situation didn't sit right with me. My gut was telling me to run. Don't help him up.
I brought those cigarettes, didn't I? I helped you out. Why'd you do this? You've hurt me. Help me up.
I take another step backwards, all the while looking into his green eyes. All of a sudden, he stops groaning and asks for me to help him up. He points his finger at me, looking me right in the eye and says,
"You're a smart girl."
It was like an electric shock ran through my body and I turned and ran. I didn't look back, and I just ran as fast as I could. When I'd gotten off the hedge line road and turned into the next road, I slow down as I'm out of breath. I start bawling my eyes out, and I'm shaking uncontrollably. I kept checking behind me, catching my breath, and didn't stop running until I got home. Least to say, I was terrified I'd bump into that man again, and I never tried to buy cigarettes from that shop ever again.
Holy crap! I think I would have to shower and change my pants after that crazy encounter. Lucky you had your wits about you, especially when he was groaning on the ground for that fake injury. If it wasn't for your street smarts kicking in, you might be on the news for all the wrong reasons. Thank goodness you're safe though. To my listeners, have you had any close encounters like this? Have you nearly been kidnapped yourself and gotten away? Leave a comment below about your experience. Those sort of experiences are great sources of knowledge to help others avoid such circumstances. Once again, a huge thank you to Beauty Paste for allowing me to share this episode. And did you know every episode I have on this channel is provided with the author, or rather, Telltale's approval? Yep, I don't just snatch them from the web. They are greenlit for me so I can record them for you. So, Telltellers, turn the lights back on, smash that like button, and as always, till next time.